Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've got an Am I the Asshole before we wrap up.
Cool, okay? Hit me.
Right, fam, I read this. It resonated with me.
Okay.
Not with me personally, but you can just picture where he's at.
Yeah, you can put yourself in his shoes, kind of thing.
Yeah, you can picture where he's at immediately.
Okay, hit me.
Right, so, man said, yo, what's good, guys? Castillo, ting. Got this DM, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so man said, yo, what's good, guys? I hope you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a question. I had a dream about cheating on my girlfriend the other night.
Yeah.
I got caught in the dream and I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I woke up feeling lucky as fuck to have her and I'd never want to let her go. But recently I've been missing my ex. Wait for it. She was toxic and so bad. She used to make me feel suicidal.
Wow.
Am I a bad person for missing her? Because after I'm done missing her, I hate myself. Oh, right. Sorry. Am I a bad person for missing her? Because after I'm done missing her, I hate myself for it. Any advice on what I can do?
I was suicidal.
Fam, I love my girlfriend. Just the other day, I had a dream about cheating her and I woke up shaking.
In fear.
I woke up in fear.
I can't lose her.
I can't lose her. But in the back of my mind, I've been missing my toxic ex. Missing the fuck out of her.
She had me suicidal.
She had me suicidal.
What?
Fam?
That's toxic.
The definition of toxic.
That's toxic. What love is in that?
Fam, when I read it, my immediate thought was on some Amber Heard thing.
Yeah.
On some Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny just couldn't leave.
Yeah, he can't.
He loves her too much.
He couldn't let her go.
And I bet they used to fuck.
They used to.
After she used to bang. Rock his jaw, they used to bang. And she used to cry and apologize.
Before she shat on the bed.
Yeah, before she shat on the bed and ruined his life, she used to suck him off.
Oh. It reminds me of when the one I said, something along the lines of, I love my girl, but my ex sucks me off the
just
way I like
it.
The way I like it. Those words?
Fam,
I can never hear that.
He loves his girl, but his toxic ex stays on his mind. This is what they do.
Fuck.
They get their claws in you and you can't
escape it. It's hard. The venom is in you now.
Yeah, literally the venom's in you.
You can't,
and you need
you can't
that.
Part ways.
He's almost like a traumatized you and he associates love with drama.
Of course.
He associates arguments with love and he's in this perfect relationship and it's healthy and it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs that drama in his life. He's
to
boring.
Balance it out. Yeah.
He's in love, but he's bored.
Yeah. Basically.
He's in love. He's fucking bored.
So what was it? Am I the arsehole for thinking
for
about
wanting
my ex?
Her back? Yeah. He didn't even say, am I the arsehole? He said, am I a bad person for missing her?
Fuck,
because when I was with her, I wanted to kill myself.
Fuck. And that gave him life.
Yeah. The adrenaline just, every time my phone rang and I saw her name, my heart would beat. I don't know what the fuck she's going to say. I hated that life, but it's all I know.
It was invigorating. Fuck. Am I a bad person for thinking about her? I mean, no. No.
It doesn't sound like your fault.
No, it's exactly.
Because it's like, clearly not voluntary.
Yeah, like, no, you're not a bad person for thinking about her. Like, you would be a bad person if you're acting on it.
Oh,
like,
of course.
You're currently not acting on it. You're only thinking about certain things and stuff. But the fact that you had a dream, the fact that the situations in your past previous relationship were that toxic that in your current healthy relationship, you're having dreams about cheating on your missus, and that's waking you up shaken to the core.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is in turn giving you excitement to then think about your ex is a sign that you need to step away.
Yeah, it's a violent circle.
You need to step away from everything and focus on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah,
all you yeah. can do right now.
Take your current girlfriend out of the situation.
Yeah.
You've got demons.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got demons.
Yeah, bro.
See someone.
See a few people. Because you need to step away from every situation, rebuild your life before you step back into society. Yeah.
It sounds like you weren't ready for this relationship that you're in.
Exactly. In the first place.
Yeah, because you've got scars.
Yeah.
You haven't had closure in God knows how long, and it's starting to penetrate into your current relationship.
Yeah, yeah, that's not
you
okay.
You try to brush it all under the rug, and it's rearing its ugly head.
It's not
and
okay.
And you want it back.
You're waking up in sweats.
Yeah, he's moving like an addict.
Yeah, yeah, he is.
He's moving like a heroin addict. Yes. He's moving like a fucking crackhead.
It's not okay.
He knows how destructive that is to his life, but he needs it.
He thinks he needs it. He does need it.
He needs rehab.
He needs signs.
It sounds like he went cold turkey.
Mm.
I've deeped it. I've deeped it. Brother.
Fam.
Brother.
Listen.
It sounds like you were balls deep in this heroin life.
Mm.
You OD'd and you were ready to die.
Yeah.
By the grace of God, you made it around the other side and you went, I'm never touching another needle again. Fuck this.
Yeah. You woke up in hospital wild. Yeah. Like, raw, I'm alive.
Raw, I'm alive. Fuck this.
Fuck, I'm never touching another needle again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm never touching another needle again. You went cold turkey.
It's the worst.
But now you're getting those night sweats.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally, you're getting those night sweats.
Shaking. He's dreaming about putting needles in.
You got that withdrawal. You got that balls deep withdrawal.
Fuck.
And you're thinking, maybe heroin wasn't so bad.
Maybe if I just have it in doses.
Yeah, maybe.
Smaller doses might help me change my life.
Yeah, I think. It, second time around,
yeah.
Now I know how bad it can get. I think if we mitigate it.
Yeah, I'm well trained now.
Yeah,
I'm well
I know what to expect now. Mm-hmm, and I'm starting to miss the taste of heroin.
Because I need a little bit.
Yeah, I need a little bit because this paracetamol thing I'm on a minute.
It's not touching the surface.
Yeah, I've been smoking weed and it's not doing anything.
I need needles.
Yeah. It needs to be in my blood. This weed thing
injects it
dead. It's boring me.
A man said this. This is his profile thing.
I need it in my veins.
Fuck.
This vanilla thing, it's not working for me.
It's not working for me. This so, ibuprofen, I don't. Yeah, it's nothing.
Yeah, it's not doing anything.
I need it here.
Yeah, yeah. I need it mainline.
Fuck.
Ooh. Yeah, I need it mainline. But what you should have done is you should have woken up in that hospital bed, taken your ass to rehab, and they would have taught you to reprogram your mind.
Yeah.
Reprogram your heart. So then you don't associate any joy with heroin whatsoever. You realize how bad it was for you.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's what you need to do. So you need to step away. I'm not saying dump your girlfriend.
Yeah.
But you need to step the fuck back away from your ex, your girlfriend, your cheating dreams.
Yeah.
And focus on yourself and your health.
I think if you are very honest with yourself, the best thing to do is be honest with her.
100%.
Tell her. She must know you've had a traumatic past relationship. Just be open and honest with her. Babes, I've been missing the heroin. I'm not going to lie to you. I've been missing this heroin.
And I know it's wrong.
I know it's wrong. It's fucking with me day in, day out. And you probably see it on me.
Mm.
But I'm trying my hardest to shake it off. But there are nights where I think I can't. And I can't even sleep because I'm just shaking and shivering and sweating. You know?
Fam?
And it's not my fault and it's definitely not your fault.
You're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything wrong.
You're just my partner in this crime and I just need to express to you how I'm feeling because it's just me and you in this relationship.
I've got no one else to speak to.
You're my confidant and I need to let you know how I'm feeling.
I need to get this off my chest because I can't sleep.
I can literally not sleep.
Yeah, and the thought of losing you is killing me.
The thought of losing you is killing me, but the thought of not fucking her is making me suicidal.
I need it. I need it.
I needs one more.
Bro, I needs one
Help
more
me.
Hit. Just a taste.
Help me.
Just a taste.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro, get out of there. Get it off your chest. Tell your missus what's going on. If she's the real deal, she'll understand. If she's the real deal, she'll get it.
Yeah.
You need to reinforce the fact it's got nothing to do with her. But say, babes, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to speak to someone about this. a professional.
Yeah.
Because it's not going well.
I just need to let you know where I'm at mentally.
Where I'm at. So I'm not trying to be distant with you. I just need to focus on what's going on in here. Yeah. So I can be the best version of myself for you.
100%.
Because I'm not going anywhere.
I don't plan on going anywhere.
Yeah, I want this. This is perfect for me.
I need this.
It's healthy for me.
I need this.
Yeah.
This
is
different and I like it.
I like it. But sometimes when my back's against the wall,
when I'm cornered.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Them idle Sundays.
Yeah, that unblock button's looking juicy.
It's flashing.
Yeah.
It's pulsating.
Yeah, it's a strobe thing. I'm just hypnotized by it.
Fuck, that's hilarious.
So yeah, bro, get out of there. Yeah. Speak to a professional. You think it's, because we're laughing, you think it's jokes. We're fucking not joking. Speak to someone, because this isn't healthy.
A man says she turned me suicidal and I loved it.
Oh no, that's dark.
That's very dark.
Yeah, that's very, very dark. Yeah, speak to a professional about it, my G. Yeah. And get yourself out of that hole and never look at that heroin again.
Yeah, man.
What's up, guys? Thank you very much for listening. That was a short clip from our most recent Patreon episode. If you enjoyed it and you want to get the full episode, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. Link is in the description. And once you're there, it's going to cost you a light, humble £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P. You know the drill. Head on over today, guys, and enjoy. Thank you very much.
Gang, gang.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.